Live from WPTL, it's the Brett Chappell Show along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton as we get started with the special edition of the Brett Chappell Show. Coach, good morning to you. I know you you always want to try to find every way that you can to get a win when you're in when you're in a situation like we were last night. Obviously, having to get those wins, and you certainly got to be proud of your kids last night, regardless of what the circumstances are and how things play out down the long run. You need to come out with a win. We still need the same thing next week, but kids played really, really hard, and I was tickled to death with the outcome. I know you were too.
Absolutely. You know, to be able to go over there and to get a win like that, in that place is significant. To play at the level that we needed to play in the second half was really important for us, and it was a really good win.
Yeah, absolutely. So going back, let's start, with the get-go, and we look how things started out. First, the first couple of possessions, we were able to drive the football, and, we weren't really able to come away with anything. Defensively, though, we were able to hold them. I don't remember too many opportunities other than the field goal that really stood out in my mind that were, driving into the end of the field, and obviously getting down into the red zone area. I remember thinking last night when we were talking during the broadcast, that it really felt like in the first half that we were able to really control as far as field position is concerned. We talked so much about that over the years. That was certainly important in that first half. We were able to maintain good field position, really limit, I think, what they were able to do. Coming back on the other side, we were giving ourselves opportunities. And even though we go to the halftime locker room up 7-3, it certainly could have felt like it could have been more. You really won the possession battle in terms of where we were field position wise, and on paper when you're talking about generating offense, you're able to do that too in the first half.
You go back and you look at it, and I think probably one of the big takeaways from the first half was we were able to grab the momentum right before halftime.
Yeah.
And we go back and look at the week before with Hendersonville, and we stressed it to our kids all week. Once we got the momentum in that game 2 weeks ago, we just couldn't keep it. Every time that we ended up getting up or something, or getting, a good field position or the onside kick that we got, we just never could keep that momentum. And I thought that was one thing that our kids did a really good job with. Once we grabbed that momentum, right there before halftime, I thought we turned the corner and we came back out in the second half, even stronger than what we did in the first half. You were mentioning, the difference in the yardage and stuff. We had 415 yards of offense last night, which is phenomenal. And they had 140 yards. I think just to be able to hear those numbers this morning to kind of see what you're looking at was phenomenal. Our defense, especially when you're playing against a Franklin team that has been so good in the run game, they held them to 22 yards of rushing in the first half and 8 yards rushing in the second half. So they had 30 yards of rushing total for the night. And I think it just speaks volumes about our defense. They gave up 110 yards passing, like I mentioned, 140 total. And then you look on the other side, we had 350 yards rushing, which is phenomenal. I had 62 yards passing, so added that in there. But just a really good job, especially with some adjustments that were made during the second half. We found some things right there before halftime. Coach Gibson did on the offensive side some things that we thought could help us and give us a little bit more success there in the second half. And, we were able to jump on them pretty quick. And it was nice to see us be able to move through. And the special teams, you mentioned it earlier, the field position. I thought our special teams were really good for us last night and, kept them pinned down, made them have to drive long field, things like that.
You mentioned this too, and we talked about this. This is the biggest stat that I had from last night. Franklin was 1 of 14 on third down. So again, you're limiting them, and I think that played out obviously too with time of possession. Time of possession, I know in the first half was much more one sided in our favor than it may have ended up towards the back end. But again, limiting what they were able to do offensively, and this was an unusual Franklin team that came out with this left handed quarterback, and he's throwing these posts and he's trying to throw it down the sideline for 20 and 30 and 40 yards. And we talked about this too. I was really, really impressed with the secondary last night.
Thought they played well. You know, that's the second week that unit's had together, you know, ever since we lost Devin last week or 2 weeks ago. Obviously, it was the first time. But, you know, I thought they gelled really good. You mentioned the third down conversions. That was something I know Coach Rogers and his side of the ball really stressed this week, was trying to get off the field on those third downs. You know, we had 17 first downs last night on offense to their 7. Again, I thought we did a really good job. The coaches did a really good job prepping them. And it was a different venue last yeah. night. It was, you know, there wasn't any music played for the pregame, and it just had a lull feel to it. And we actually scrimmaged a little bit before we went in to the locker room right before kickoff, just to try to get a little bit of energy.
Really, yeah.
And we, I've done it a couple of times with the JVs, but we'd never done it with the varsity. And we actually lined up and scrimmaged a little bit, just trying to get a little bit of energy going back in there before the kickoff.
Yeah, just because. So what do you count that to? Do you count it to you know, where we are in the spring? You know, I thought we had a pretty good crowd over there, probably three quarters full maybe on our side. They were sort of thin on their side. I wonder if it had something to do with, you know, them broadcasting on television. Even the energy on the sideline with the fans seemed low, the ones that were there, which is far fewer than we're, you know, typically seeing.
Well, you know, and we were kind of laughing about it at pregame. I'm used to hearing Johnny Cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, blaring from the house behind yeah, the visitor yeah. side stadium, yeah, yeah, yeah. And usually we're about choked to death with the smoke.
Yeah, yeah,
got
yeah,
a big
yeah,
fire
yeah,
pit
yeah,
going
yeah, yeah,
over
yeah.
there, and we didn't even have that. So it was different being there. But again, I thought our kids came out and did a good job. But you know, both teams were playing for a conference
Absolutely.
Championship. I mean, you were sitting there if with Franklin, and they had one loss,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it was an elimination-type game, but I thought our kids, you know, did a really good job, especially in the second half.
Yeah, you go back, and I want to go back to the offensive things, and, you know, we talk so much about, you know, what you're able to do with 3 and 4 guys that can run the football and get downfield. The way we go at people, you know, I mean, it's very difficult for them to predict, too. It seems like, you know, we'll run something and try to spread them out, string them out a little bit. Then we'll go right back in the middle of the field. You know, we've got all kinds of formations that we can run to misdirect. But it's all predicated on your offensive line playing assignment football and doing what they're supposed to do to create these holes, as well as the other backs that are leading the way. That, I mean, you can't really ask for much more than what you've seen out of that unit this year.
You know,
year,
been really pleased with them. I know you get caught up sometimes, and, you know, I wear a headset that's got one ear that's open, so I can hear a lot of what's going on, you know, in the background and sometimes in the stands, and it tickles me sometimes to run another play.
Yeah.
And even though it may look the same, it's totally different,
yeah, yeah.
you know, when it comes to the blocking scheme,
sure.
or the, you know, how we're putting some, you would say, icing on the cake and moving people around in a misdirection stuff. And, you know, that's part of the illusion to what we're doing. So, you know, even though it may look the same, it's not as you go through it. Obviously, we feel really good about some things that we've been doing. Offensive line has been really solid for us. We had to clean up a little bit of stuff going into halftime. We had a few missed assignments up front, but once we got it cleaned up, I thought we were able to finish. We moved the ball in the first half. We just couldn't finish. We just couldn't. Once we got down there, we just couldn't get it punched in, and I thought they did a much better job in the second half.
Were you disappointed in the penalty numbers?
You know, that's one thing that we will certainly address on Monday. You know, is go back out, and we had, I think there were 4 15-yard penalties, and I know 3 of them for sure were legit, you know, and those are things that we can't have. You know, you can't have those type penalties in those situations. All you're going to do is end up hurting your team.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple on the defensive side, and we had a couple on the offensive side. So those are things that we've got to address and we've got to fix. Obviously, this coming week's game is just as important as,
sure.
as what this past one was. So we need to make sure we're playing at a high level on top of our game going into this game on Brevard next week.
So, you mentioned that going into next week. Real quick, while I'm thinking about it, how will you treat things this week? Obviously, you know, Easter coming up tomorrow, and then, you know, you want to give your kids a little bit of a break, but you don't want them off doing things that they don't need to be doing necessarily and disengage from the process. You and I have talked about before, too, you know, how difficult it is to manage, a few days or a week where the kids aren't in school and you don't have the routines and they're not up on the campus with you. So I'm sure you've had to go and make some decisions about what you want that to look like next
week. You know, even from the standpoint of meetings with the coaches, we generally meet on Sunday afternoons, and, we're going to change that and not meet on Easter Sunday. As far as the kids and practice goes, we're gonna continue as much of a same routine as we can as far as the afternoon practices, and we'll bring them in and do some weightlifting and do some film study and then be able to go out to practice. Here's the thing: both programs, the JVs and the varsity, both teams will be playing for conference championships this week. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more from either one of your programs to get to the last week of the season and still have so much on the line. Mm-hmm. And so certainly we're proud of our kids and where we're at. They've positioned us in a good place. Obviously we had a little bit of stumble 2 weeks ago, but we're still in the race.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, our goals have always been beat your rival. Make sure you try to win that first ball game. It happened to be that the rival in the first ball game was the same this year, and to compete and try to win a conference championship. And those things are all still in play. So certainly excited for our kids. Now, we've got to be able to go out and take care of business, but it all starts in the prep and how those guys come in for the practices this week. And, again, we'll try to keep it as normal as we can. But, just excited for that opportunity. I think our kids have done a good job. We're on week 43.
Yeah.
The kids have done a good job of doing what we've asked them to do. And, we'll push hard this week and see if we can achieve that last goal for these guys.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Right now is the time to take on that painting project that you've been putting off. Hometown Hardware carries PPG paints, the highest quality paint with superior coverage, adhesion, and durability. Choose PPG paint for your next painting project with a variety of quality paints, wood stains, and much more. Looking for that special color? Hometown Hardware matches any color for both interior and exterior paint. For all your painting needs, Hometown Hardware has you covered. Go paint it with PPG.
As far as your understanding at this point, if you would, in terms of playoff qualifications at this point?
I have, just being honest with you, I not really dove into all of the details as far as the playoffs go. Obviously, we know outright our conference, because of only having six teams, we only get one outright bid for the playoffs. As you look at it, there's some wild card situations that could happen, but none of it is even of any concern if you can't win Friday. This is how that our coaches, myself, and the team has approached it. We're pushing to win a conference championship. If we're able to do that and get in the playoffs, that's awesome. That's bonus for us. If we're able to win a conference championship and we don't get in the playoffs, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We'll do everything we can to promote ourselves hard, going into Saturday for that, if we're able to win on Friday, to try to help ourselves out. But we're at the mercy to what the state has put out there. Now, we knew what was on the line the whole time, but it would be disappointing to me to think that, we're probably going to be, if we're able to win, we're probably going to be a top 22A team.
Oh, yeah.
That shared
Absolutely.
A conference championship,
sure.
That only had one loss,
right.
That's had a pretty significant win with the Mount Airy game, who is still doing well in their conference. Their big games this coming week, too, for a conference championship. So our strength of schedule is good. And it would be disappointing if our kids didn't make it. But in the grand scheme of things, if that's the way it plays out, the playoffs would be a bonus for us. But that conference championship, that's something that these kids have strive for, you know, since we started back in June. And, again, just to say that we're in that position, that our kids have got us there, that our JVs are in that same position, I think people should look really long and hard about how hard that is to do.
Absolutely.
To have both programs,
absolutely,
not just one.
Absolutely.
And this will be the third consecutive
year in and year out
that we've done this, you know, been in this position. So it is important. It's important to our kids. And, again, I'm not going to stress over the, are we going to get in the playoffs, are we not going to get in the playoffs. We have one goal left to achieve.
Sure.
If it helps us get into the playoffs, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's another week I get to spend with those kids, mm-hmm, or 2 weeks, however many we can go. But if we don't, I'm going to enjoy this ride. I'm going to enjoy this week with these kids. We're going to go out and try to put forth the best effort we can and win a conference championship.
When you go back and you look at where you are, and obviously you haven't had the opportunity to do this yet because we're still in the midst of it, what is the thing that in your mind that stands out as far as where this team has grown the most since week one and maybe even going back into June versus where they are right now?
I think me being able to have that conversation with them, to be able to talk to them, you know, and you can't do that with every team. You talk about situations with some teams, and they can't handle that much information and it not affect how they're practicing or how they're playing. This team's been different.
Yeah.
You know, we got a good senior leadership. We've been able to talk to this team every Monday,
yeah,
and lay out everything that's on the line. And that's been nice to be able to have that conversation piece with those guys so they know what's going on and know what's on the line. And it just makes for a much smoother week as we go through it. And the JVs, you mentioned the progress that's been made. This JV team, from when we first got these kids to where we are now, and we kind of laugh as coaches. We always look when the season starts and we think, well, I don't know how successful we can be.
Sure.
You know, and here we are back in that situation again of a possibility of another conference championship with these kids.
Yeah.
And so it's just, I'm really excited about where our program is. These kids are really blessed to have a good group of coaches who care a lot about them, who coach them hard. Expectations when they come in, the bar's been set, and it's like when those JVs get a taste of it, they just, that's it, man. There's the goal, that we understand it now. And so it's been good to see. And we may go in this week and we may lose both these games, but just to be in this position with these kids right now, last game of the season, as a coach, that's all you can ask for.
While I'm thinking about it right now, as far as you know, injury-wise and those kinds of things, you know, obviously we saw Kane get dinged up a little bit there in the fourth. We saw Logan, I think, there at the very back end kind of get dinged up. How do you feel about, you know, where we are as far as that goes right now?
You know, as far as Kane goes, Kane was able to come back in, you know, after the injury, and then we pulled him late. Logan,
yeah,
you know, took a little bit more of a hit on the lower end down in the knee area. He was a little bit more stiff as we got back to the field house there last night, and we'll keep a check on him this weekend. I know Hunter Brown's got a follow-up appointment. You know, we were without him last night,
right,
with a broke hand, so we're hopeful that we'll get him back this week, especially being a senior.
Yeah.
You know, I hope he gets the opportunity to come back and play with us on Friday and, you know, get a chance to compete again.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Because there are still more smells and trails to explore, Party specializes in orthopedics. We offer arthroscopy, traditional and minimally invasive surgery, joint replacement, spine care, including robotics and injections, sports medicine, therapies, including physical, occupational, and aquatic, as well as physiatry and rehabilitation. Don't let injury or pain keep you from enjoying the outdoors. Locations in Arden, Asheville, Brevard, Hendersonville, and Waynesville. Find out more at partyhospital.org/orthopedics.
Back this morning with the special edition of the Brett Chappell Show here on 10:30. Coach, I know that you get a chance to take in a lot as far as, you know, the larger program and be a part of a lot of things. I know there's a ton of support that comes out there too, right, as far as, you know, keeping everything moving, keeping, all of our kids fed and the relationships that you have. I know that you're certainly appreciative of those things. It's an important part of the program here.
The churches, you know, in the community have been phenomenal, you know, to be able to go through this. And they had to change a lot on how they fed us because of the COVID stuff. And, you know, we weren't able to go and visit the churches, which has always been something that we've really tried to do each week. But they've been phenomenal. You know, had two really good meals this week with the JVs and the varsity. And, you know, one thing that wasn't mentioned that I thought was pretty cool last night as we came back home, and it's another one of those little pieces of the puzzle that makes it just a little bit different being here. We got picked up in Clyde from the Canton PD.
That's pretty cool.
And got escorted in. And, you know, they held some red lights for us. You know, there was multiple cars. And it's, you know, I want to say thank you to those guys because you really don't understand how special that makes it feel for these kids because you're doing things that colleges do.
Absolutely.
You know, NFL does, those type of things. And it just makes it special, you know, for those kids to be able to see that and understand that these people, how much they care, you know, about our program. And that's, you know, that's awesome to see.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, going into that final week, obviously, you know, we've got these preparations to make. You mentioned what, you know, that's still out there. What do you know about Brevard and what do you look for there?
You know, as we've got a chance to look at some film throughout the conference, you know, we've kind of followed a few games that we've got trade film on already and had a chance to see Brevard. Very athletic, as usual. Got some really good height at quarterback and out at wide receiver. Lost a really good tailback they had in the Mountain Heritage game. The good linebacker they have has filled that role for those guys and has done a really good job for them. Got some really good size up front. You know, they graduated some really good linemen last year, but they filled those holes pretty good. And, again, here we are again in the conference game with everything on the line because – same thing for them. They've got one loss. If they're able to win, they'll share a conference championship with probably Hendersonville.
Yeah.
If we're able to win, we would share it with Hendersonville, and they'd have two losses. So you're back in this same situation again that seems like we've been in forever, but it's just the makeup of our conference.
Yeah.
There's just so much parity, you know, in the games. Even though you have different matchups each week from a, you know, athletic standpoint to a spread standpoint to a downhill running standpoint, but just the parity. And it's been that way, you know, ever since we've been in this conference. That's the one thing that you can look at it and say, man, each week's pretty tough, you know, playing in this conference. But, again, just excited to be at that opportunity. And the JVs, you know, they're undefeated in the conference. Ours are. Brevard's are undefeated in the conference. So, you know, it'll be for all the marbles on Thursday night, too.
We talked for so long about Brevard being down and about why that was. Are they back for good now, you think?
Coach Pritz has done a really good job since he's been there. The middle school and the youth programs have started to pick back up.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting some of those older players that graduated from years back that are coming back in coaching that youth leagues, getting them going again. The middle school, like I had mentioned, it's been strong for a few years now. But Coach Pritz has done a good job of bringing all those pieces together once they get into the high school on that JV level and that varsity level. So they are.
Yeah.
And I can say this, I won't talk much about the schedule. Next year, you know, Brevard goes out of the conference. That's always been a big game between Pisgah and Brevard for numerous years. Even though they are going out of the conference, I can tell you that game is scheduled. We will play those guys next year, and as a matter of fact, we will play them in week one.
Hmm.
Starting next year. So that was important for us to make sure that took place. You know, we got on the phone pretty quick with Coach Galloway, who's their AD, and Coach Pritchett, the football coach there, and we had to put it somewhere. you know, it's going to be obviously different because it's been the last game of the year for so long. Yeah. But we certainly didn't want to lose that game and make sure we got that thing played.
The last 4 or 5 years, we've had, you know, lots of trouble trying to schedule. Part of that was because of the number of teams that was in our conference versus what was around us. Are we in that same boat? Was it as difficult this time to get this schedule built as it has been?
It was somewhat. You know, we're finishing up some contracts now. I will say this, we'll be able to visit a couple of places that we've not been before. You know, I know there was a lot of questions, you know, when we scheduled Mount Airy. Mm. But I think now that you go Absolutely. Back and you look exactly what those guys have done with that program and their season so far, you know, they're undefeated in their conference with their conference championship game coming up this Friday with East Surrey, which is their big rival game. But that was, if we were doing it the old way and Max Preps was in there, that would be a significant
Absolutely.
Win for us. Yep. So, you know, we've tried to do a good job of planning ahead and seeing these places and schools that we're playing and making sure that it's going to be able to help us in the long run. And certainly that Mount Airy game did this year. And we'll travel to a couple of new places next year and see if they help us as well.
When you look at the larger sort of the way these conferences are you know, shake out, with regard to this western part of the state, we spoke some about this last night. You know, we're going to see teams in us moving up to 3A that we've not seen before. West Meck, West Charlotte in 3A now without the subdivisions. You know, that throws everybody back together again. You know, for the first time in a long time too. Like I said, we're going to see teams, you know, in our division that we've not seen before. But as far as the way the conferences were laid out, were you pretty happy with the way that went down, or was there room for improvement?
No, I think from a conference standpoint, you know, we ended up losing Brevard and Hendersonville, so we lost the 2A's out of the conference. We picked up West Henderson and North Henderson, which was two more Henderson County schools that are back in the conference, and they've been in the conference with us before as well. I think when you look at it from top to bottom, it's a very competitive conference. I think it bodes well for all of our athletics. I think we can have some success not only just in football, but all of our sports, you know, as well, and that's important. You know, you want to be able to be line up against people on the other side or on the court or whatever it may be and feel like you have an opportunity to win a game. And when you look at the conference, I think you could say that week in and week out both ways, you know, for the home or the visitors team. I think you're going to see some of that same parity that you're seeing in our conference now. Obviously, it'll be good to be able to see some of these schools back. You know, from the football standpoint, you're gaining two turf teams.
Yeah.
You know, so really the only and Coach Brooks and I were talking last night, they're the only school that doesn't have turf that will be in the conference.
Yeah.
So, you know, from the football standpoint and the guys who are washing the laundry, it's much appreciated because there was a lot of loads soaking last night trying to get some of those stains out of them white jerseys.
Was it, you know, we talked about there's some places where it looked like it was a little bit choppy, especially, you know, right there between the, you know, maybe the 20 and the 50 on the left-hand side for us, on your right-hand side. Was it pretty good shape?
Hi, folks, it's Tim from Pale
Town. The field was in really good shape.
You know what I think spring? I think of Duckett's Produce.
Franklin,
Radio
Swain,
Hill between
and Andrews.
Mid-April's the time for the local strawberries to be in.
Probably the best-kept fields in Western North Carolina grass fields.
Yeah.
And they do a really good job of them. Their infrastructure really hurts them and limits them at Franklin a little bit. They've got a creek that runs underneath the field, so it stays damp in some spots. You kind of mentioned some down where the old scoreboard used to be is a little bit of a wet spot that's down that way. But they do a really good job keeping up with the field. And the turf wasn't an issue last night other than, you know, we just had quite a bit of stains and stuff on it. But I do want to brag on Coach Westbrook, who is the president of Franklin's Booster Club. They fed our kids last night. Bought a bunch of pizzas, brought in to the locker room once we finished, and that needs to be commended because
Absolutely.
that's something that's very much appreciated. You know, we were able to feed the JV team.
Sure.
I believe the band boosters was the one that fed those guys, and he wanted to reciprocate it. He came across the field and he said, "Coach, I appreciate what was done," and I said, "I'll certainly pass that along to the people that did that for you guys on Thursday."
Sure.
And he said, we want to return the favor. So that was nice to see.
Absolutely.
You know, to be able to go over there, and, you know, we've had such tough games in that place before.
Yeah.
It was nice to be able to see that last night.
Next week we'll be on the air. 6 o'clock is the air time with the Black Bear Cafe Preview 7 kick. We'll be right back here with the Brett Chappell Show at 8 o'clock next Saturday morning. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.